Disc 7.
Police said little evidence was left behind at the shooting scene. And while the investigation stalled, the mystery of who killed Judy Kanan deepened. The victim was a descendant of the Waring family, which settled Agora in the 1860s. By the 1980s, Judy Kanan and her older sister, Patricia Kanan, had parlayed inheritances and acquisitions into land holdings in Agora worth millions of dollars. When she was gunned down, police acknowledged that there was no shortage of potential suspects and concentrated largely on reviewing her business disputes. The killing prompted one Agora businessman who was interviewed at the time to say, "You're going to have half the population of Agora as suspects. The most hated woman in Agora got assassinated." In January of this year, as the fifth anniversary of the killing approached, police said they were still no closer to solving the mystery. "I don't have any idea who killed Judy Kanan," Detective Phil Quartararo said at the time. Court records in police, however, reveal that investigators now believe the slaying was carried out by Michael Kanan, motivated by a financial dispute within the family. Shortly after the fifth anniversary of Judy Kanan's death, a person who knows Michael Kanan came forward with details about the slaying. That person said he had been asked by the suspect to kill Judy Kanan. According to court records, the informant told police the slaying centered on a dispute between Judy Kanan and her brother, George Richard Kanan, Michael Kanan's father, over a $2,600 loan. Coupled with that was the belief George Kanan impressed upon his son that Judy Kanan had unfairly controlled most of the family's land, the informant said. The informant indicated that George Richard Kanan hated his sister and preached this hatred to his son Michael. The search warrant reads in part, "George Kanan had preached to his son that Judy Kanan had stolen all of his property." According to the court records, the informant said the slaying unfolded this way. In 1984, George Kanan signed an agreement to borrow $2,600 from his sister for unknown reasons. But by the end of the year, he believed he was going to default on the loan and thereby lose a large piece of property he owned in Agora to her. The informant stated that George Kanan was extremely upset Judy Kanan made him sign the agreement, according to the search warrant. Shortly after the loan was made, Michael Kanan approached the informant with a plan to kill Judy Kanan. Michael Kanan had originally planned to kill both Judy and her sister Pat at their Agora restaurant and had planned to make it look like a robbery. The plan was later changed to kill only Judy, and it was to be done at the corrals where she went daily to feed her horses, the warrant stated.